For many people, Cheech Marin is a household name, the comedian and actor best known as part of the countercultural duo Cheech and Chong. But he's also an avid collector of Chicano art and opened the first major museum entirely devoted to that 2 summers ago. Jeffrey Brown visited the Cheech Art Museum for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
On a recent hot September evening in Riverside, California, a majority Latino city an hour east of Los Angeles, many families and individuals headed indoors. And it was art, lots of it, that brought them. The Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Art and Culture, known to one and all as simply the Cheech, is part of the Riverside Art Museum. Thanks to a partnership between the city, the museum, and comedian and actor Cheech Marin, it's home to hundreds of works of art by dozens of Chicano artists. And it began with Cheech's personal collection.
What do you see when you look around right now?
You know, I see children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, you know, because I've been collecting for a long time. And there was no big collectors out there for Chicano art, you know. There was nobody collecting on the scale that I was, because it was an unknown quantity.
What was it? I mean, what did you see?
I saw a reflection of culture, Mexican culture in an American setting, and that was Chicano. It's the coolest art out there.
I've been smoking since I was born, man. I could smoke anything.
Marin gained fame in the 1970s and 80s as one half of the comedy duo Cheech and Chong. He was a regular on TV and in films like Born in East L.A., which Cheech also wrote and directed. He himself was born in South Central Los Angeles to Mexican-American parents. And from an early age, he took an interest in art.
Every Saturday, I would go to the library, look at all the art books, and okay, that's Picasso. Is that how you say that? Picasso, okay?
Yeah.
And that's Michelangelo, and you know. So by the time I, you know, in a little while, I knew a lot about art.
But you weren't seeing art, you weren't seeing Chicano art in those books.
No, you were barely seeing Chicanos, much less their art. I knew kind of what the culture was, you know, and it was always defined from the outside, not from the inside of the culture.
So he brought the art inside, over decades amassing a collection of more than 700 pieces from a variety of artists, including now well-known L.A.-born painters Frank Romero and Patsy Valdez, Texas-based Ricardo Ruiz, and younger mixed-media artists like Shizu Saldamondo. He curated an exhibition called Chicano Visions, American Painters on the Verge, that traveled to major art museums in 15 cities between 2001 and 2007. It would prove groundbreaking.
I knew it was an important moment, you know, because I could see the reaction to not only within the community, but outside of the community, to, oh, we've never seen this art in that kind of, we never really noticed it as this art before. And that all changed when they started opening the crates.
Was there a sense from you and maybe from the artists of why did this take so long?
Well, sure. Sure, of course, you know, because, you know, there, some artists had gone through their whole career and never got recognized, you know, and they were making work that would be recognized later, but, you know, it was frustrating for them not to be, to be turned away not only from museums but from galleries, too.
75-year-old Judith Hernandez knows that feeling all too well. She grew up in L.A. and was a leading figure in the Chicano art movement of the 1960s and 70s.
We didn't exist for the mainstream art world. I mean, what we did as art wasn't considered art at all. So we made our own galleries. We had our own exhibitions.
It took decades, but her work was eventually acquired by institutions like the L.A. County Museum of Art and the Smithsonian. Hernandez says progress, especially for Chicana women, has been slow.
From young women that I talk to these days, it hasn't changed a lot. It is still, you know, very male-dominated. Women's work still has a very hard time getting into museums, as we all know.
Early next year, she's finally having her first major retrospective, and it's happening at the Cheech. In fact, hers will be the first of its kind at the new museum.
Having an exhibition of this size is remarkable for me. I haven't had many solo shows. I don't know what I'll feel like the day that it opens. I've never seen that much of my own work in one place. It's very humbling.
It's what Maria Esther Fernandez, the Cheech's artistic director, calls filling the education and exhibition gap.
A lot of artists who are major artists in the Chicano movement that have not had solo shows, mid-career shows, much less a major retrospective now in the later years of their lives. One goal is to feature those exhibitions and have a space where we can do them regularly, not every 5 years.
And it's not just major artists that they're focused on. Upon entering the Cheech, the first pieces of art that visitors see are part of a community gallery featuring local and younger artists.
At the ethos of what Chicanx art is coming out of the movement, was engaging community. And so it's important for us, if we're going to be an institution, that we not replicate some of the museum models that have historically disenfranchised our community, that we engage them, that we bring them in as part of the curatorial aims and goals.
Fernanda stresses that Chicano art has evolved over the years. That's on display in the museum's upstairs gallery in a traveling exhibition titled Chican AOX Body, with contemporary artists exploring the brown body in a wide variety of forms and styles.
Art tells us our history, especially for those of us who maybe aren't written into the history books. And so I think it's important for folks to also understand that this art plays that role.
There are still many gaps to fill. By one count, fewer than 3% of artists in major U.S. museum collections are Latino.
So this museum, did it feel necessary to you in some way?
I think it felt inevitable, not necessary.
How did you feel when it opened? I mean, how did you feel personally when you stood here for the first time?
You know, I felt very proud, what's the word? It's like watching your kids go off to college. They may come back, they may not. If we can make it past 20 years, then we're kind of in the club. You know, that's what they told me.
in the big club in of the art club. World.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, so okay, I hope I live that long, but it's spawning a lot of relatives all around the country now. So now people know that, I know what that Chicano art is, you know, I've seen a couple of things, you know. I would like to see more.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown at the Cheech in Riverside, California.
That is phenomenal. I want to visit the Cheech the next time I'm in California.
Absolutely. Count me in.